What could be gayer on a balmy day than to swing and sway in the polka way? The lambs and colts in the meadow play to the tune of the county fair polka. Gayest fun of all is the polka ball at the county fair in the village square. We will dance all night till the morning light to the tune of the county fair polka. County fairs are fun time for old and young, and sometimes you fall in love the one time with someone who'll always be true. Above, the moon is shining. You're holding the one that you love. The music may stop, but true love will not. Let's begin with the county fair polka. Fairs are fun time for old and young, and sometimes you fall in love the one time with someone who'll always be true. Above, the moon is shining. You're holding the one that you love. The music may stop, but true love will not. That began with the county fair polka.
Yeah. Well, Vitam Vas, and welcome to Czech Classics Then and Now. Guten Tag. This is Dennis Swatek here, as usual. Thanks for stopping by. It's been a while since we've been here, but we're back. So thank you for being here, and hope you enjoy the show. Started things off there with the great Adolf Hoffner out of San Antonio doing one called the County Fair Polka. And this show's not going to be a straight theme show, but it's going to be kind of fall related. Fall's my favorite time of year. I love fall. Just the weather changes, you know. It's you think living down here in Texas, I would like the heat, and you know, to a certain extent, I do. If I'm at the beach or if I'm at the lake, then yeah, I like the heat. But when I'm driving home from work and I've got an hour commute and it's 107 degrees outside, then I don't like the heat. So I love fall. It's always been my favorite time of year. There's so many great memories, you know, being a kid and helping my dad rake leaves and then, you know, burning leaves. Does anybody even do that anymore, burning leaves? I don't know if that's allowed anywhere anymore. Maybe if you live out in the country, but that used to be one of the best times. We lived in New Gulf, which is a little company town, and all the streets had ditches right in the front yard, between the yard and the street. And we would just rake all the leaves into the ditch. And when evening got there, we'd just set it on fire and get rid of all those old pecan leaves. And that was just the best smell in the world. And, of course, my dad would always yell at me because I'd throw pecans in the fire and they'd start exploding. But just such, you know, such great times, and just with the cool weather. And you know, then of course as you get older and you get into, you know, it's football season, you get to go to football games, and you got homecoming and all that kind of stuff. And like I said, the county fair usually around that time, because that's when harvest time is. So fall is just a great time. I'm so glad it's here, finally getting some decent temperatures and nice weather, and just a good time. So going to have a little fall theme show this month, and we're going to get back into it now, starting things off on this little set with Mark Villadal out of Nebraska, and he's doing one called The Falling Leaf Waltz. Thank you.
Auto stand eine Laterne und steht sie noch davor. So wollen wir uns wiedersehen, bei der Laterne wollen wir stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen, wie einst Lili Marleen. Unsere beiden Schatten sahen wie einer aus, dass wir so lieb uns hatten, das sah man gleich daraus. Und alle Leute sollen es sehen, wenn wir bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen, wie einst Lili Marleen. Der Erde Grund hebt mich wie im Traume dein verliebter Mund. Wenn sich die späten Nebel drehen, wer wird bei der Laterne stehen, wie einst Lili Marleen, wie einst Lili Marleen.
Made of wood, and I don't have a wood on heart.
Oh, yeah. The great Joe Patek Orchestra there doing the Wooden Heart Polka. Merci Dan, I think is how you say it in German, or fairly close to that. And that's one we're going to be recording on our new CD. How many times have you heard that one, right? But no, we're getting fairly close. It's going to be coming up in the next few months, I do believe. We don't have much going on otherwise with the band, so we should have some time to go record a CD. So look for that probably early spring. Starting to set off, like I said, we had Mark Villadal out of Nebraska doing the Falling Leaf Waltz. Gil Baccia out of Fayetteville doing the Nimalim, or the Grinders Polka. The Vrajals, great accordion number there, one called the Golden Pheasant. And then after that, the Little Fisherman from New Braunfels doing the Little Edelweiss Waltz. A really, really nice sounding CD here by a group called Dorf Kapelle. I featured them a few times. I want to thank Larry Gitter for sending me this CD. Of course, the great Schottische Lily Marlene. Probably familiar with that. But like I said, that is a fantastic sounding CD. One of the best sounding CDs I've ever heard. And like I said, Dorf Kapelle, they're out of Wisconsin. A community band, basically mainly play German music, but they play all kinds. And on this CD, they've got some German numbers, some Czech numbers, you know, Sentimental Journey, just kind of a little bit of everything. It's a really cool CD. So if you like what you heard on that and like more info, drop me an email and I'll tell you how to hook up with them. And then, like I said, we wrapped that up with Wooden Heart. And, oh, yeah, I almost forgot. In going in with our fall-related show, it's also kind of a Oktoberfest slash Worst Fest type show, because Worst Fest will be starting up this weekend down in New Braunfels. And I hope to make it down there at some point. Probably be next weekend before I get down there. I think my daughter's going to go one day next week with the German club from here in Taylor. So we will be down there. If you see a short, fat, bald guy with about three or four beers in his hands, that may be me. So go up to him and say hi. If it's not, hey, no harm done, right? Anyway, back into the music again, and going to feature a couple of Landlers in this set. Landlers are basically German waltzes, and just very frilly, always a lot of clarinet work, real nice. You know, if you're a musician, these are pretty technical type pieces, but very pretty pieces, and going to feature a few of those in this next little set, so we can start things off. Here's Bill Mraz Orchestra out of Houston, Texas, doing one called The Farmer's Wedding Landler. Thank you.
Lichtenstein, ja, 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 konnte nicht alleine sein, nein, 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 schickte seine Boten aus, ja, 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 schaut er noch, was sie kannten aus und schickte nur in Haus, die Musik legte los, dann wusste klein und groß, so, ja, das ist der Lichtensteiner Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz, Polka, mein Schatz, so, ja. Da bleibt kein Lichtenstein auf seinem Platz, auf seinem Platz, mein Schatz. Man kann beim Schieben, Schieben, Schieben sich in beide Augen sehen. Es ist die Liebe, Liebe, Liebe und die Liebe, die ist schön, so ja. So eine Lichtensteiner Polka, der hat's, der macht Rabatz, mein Schatz. We'll be right back.
All right. Rumigos and his orchestra out of Wisconsin there doing a nice little shot. It's called Dancing at the Midway. And I guess if you were at the fair, you could dance a little bit on the Midway. Maybe dance down the Midway at the Texas State Fair up in Dallas. Let's recap this last little set. Like I said, Bill Mraz orchestra starting things off with the Farmer's Wedding Landler. Then the great Cloverleafs out of New Braunfels is doing Mein Hat, It Hat Dreiecken. I'm sure that was off the top of my head, but My Hat Has Three Corners waltz. Jody McCullough Orchestra out of Ennis doing the Happy Days Polka. And then a couple of those real nice Landlers I was telling you about, the Deutschmeisters Northern Band doing one called the Alpine Landler. And then right after that, the Travelers out of Columbus doing the Falling Apples Landler. And then, of course, the High Toppers, the one and only High Toppers, doing that Lichtensteiner Polka. And like I said, we wrapped that set up with Romigos doing Dancing at the Midway Schottische. So I hope you're enjoying this little fall Wurstfest, Oktoberfest, whatever you want to call it, cool weather themed show. And we're going to head into our last little set now. Here's Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers up north doing one called So Ein Tag, Such a Day. Thank you. right. If you don't know that one, you must be new to the show. Of course, Whoopi John there doing Das Beer Barrel Polka. Everybody's familiar with that. Hope you were singing along. Recap our last little set here. Like I said, Chuck Thiel and the Jolly Ramblers started it off with So Ein Tag, Such a Day Waltz. Leroy Motoka doing Apples, Peaches, Pumpkin Pie, because it will be Thanksgiving before you know it. So hope you got those pumpkin pies and turkey ready. The Dance Hall Boys, one off our Dubina CD called The New Ulm Waltz. Little German style there. Herr Louie and his all-time band out of New Braunfels. From a CD that Clarence Scheel made for me of a bunch of old 78s. I want to thank Clarence if you're listening. Hope you're doing well. Haven't talked to you in a while. But one called The Dutch Waltz. And then, like I said, we wrap that up with Whoopi John and the Beer Barrel Polka. So that's going to do it for this month's show. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll be back next month. And usually I do a Christmas show at December. You know, a lot of Christmas music. And I haven't decided what I'm going to do yet. I'm kind of leaning against that just because I've done that the past couple of years. So I don't think I'm going to do a Christmas show per se. You get plenty of Christmas music on all the other radio stations. But I think I'm going to do a thank you show and play a lot of music that that all you fine folks out there have sent to me. A few of the numbers that I featured on today's show, the Herr Louie and the Dorf Kapell, sent to me by some fine folks out there. Glenn Lucina, I got your 45s. Thank you so much. I'm going to feature those on next month's show. And I'm going to wrap this thing up with another song that was recently given to me. And I've got some really cool stuff coming up next year. Some really, really cool stuff, especially for you folks up there in the Dallas area that remember Lotta Cherney. I've got some old Lotta Cherney radio broadcasts that I'm going to feature next year on the show. So that'll take you back from about the mid-70s. Some cool, cool stuff. So be looking for that. But anyway, this is The Jesse Polka by A.J. Zrubeck and the Debonairs from right here in Taylor. The Debonairs, many of you probably remember them. I know my wife tells me she spent many of her high school nights going out to the SP or the Casey Hall and listening to the Debonairs. And anyway, this is from a CD given to me by Dan Kahanek. And Dan, I thank you so much. I'm finally getting around to listen to all these CDs. He gave me about 12 or 13 CDs. He's the one that gave me all the Lotta Cherney broadcast and a lot of other great music that I haven't even had the chance to listen to, but I will be featuring next month. So we're going to get on out of here with the Debonairs. Until next month, everybody take care. Hope you have a very happy and safe Thanksgiving. And Christmas will be here before you know it. Isn't that scary? But that's going to do it. Nothing going on with the band front. We're kind of in a lull until, late February. So not much going on right now, but we'll be around. So we will see you next time. Here's A.J. Zrubeck and the Debonairs going to take us out of here. One called that Jesse Polka. So until next time, take care and bye-bye.